Welcome to Crosley Field in Cincinnati, for the game between the Pittsburgh Pirates and the Cincinnati Reds. Here are the starting lineups. For the Pittsburgh Pirates. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Bill Verdon. Batting second. The left fielder, Bob Skinner. Batting third. The shortstop, Dick Groat. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ted Kluszewski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Frank Thomas. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Roberto Clemente. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bill Mazeroski. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bill Hall. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ron Klein. Pitching for the Pittsburgh Pirates, Ron Klein. For the Cincinnati Reds. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Johnny Temple. Batting second. The right fielder, Jerry Lynch. Batting third. The catcher, Ed Bailey. Batting fourth. The first baseman, George Crow. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Gus Bell. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Don Hook. Batting seventh. The left fielder, Frank Robinson. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Roy McMillan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Newcomb. Pitching for the Cincinnati Reds, Don Newcomb. And now, play ball. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lynch. Verdon reaches second base with a double. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Groat reaches second base with a double. Verdon scores. It's 1-0, Pirates. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Hook settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 1, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 2-0, Pirates. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell hits a fly ball into right field. Clemente settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is called out on strikes. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Grote fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 2, and the Reds nothing. The Pirates will come to bat. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Verdon hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Pirates. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a pop-up towards first. Crow settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 0-for-1 in the game. Kluszewski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Alex Kellner now pitching. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-1 in the game. Thomas hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds nothing. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-1 in the game. Temple strikes out. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-1 in the game. Lynch hits a fly ball into left field. Skinner settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Pirates. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-1 in the game. Crow hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 2. The Pirates will come to bat. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-1 in the game. Clemente hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bill Hall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hall is 0-for-1 in the game. Hall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke juggles the ball. That's an error on Hoke. Mazeroski moves to second. Ron Klein is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Klein is 0-for-1 in the game. Klein bunts towards the mound. Kellner fields it and throws to first for the out. Mazeroski moves to third. Hall moves to second. two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 2. The Reds will come to bat. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 0-for-1 in the game. Bell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 0-for-1 in the game. McMillan hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Verdon. McMillan reaches second base with a double. Verdon throws the ball into Hall, who tags McMillan trying to catch an extra base, for the out. Bell goes all the way around to score. It's Pirates, 3, Reds, 3. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-2 in the game. Skinner strikes out. One out. Dick Groat is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Groat is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Groat hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Pirates 3, and the Reds 3. The Reds will come to bat. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kellner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple bunts towards the mound. Klein fields it and throws to first for the out. Kellner moves to second. One out. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-2 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards first. Kluszewski scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Lynch for the out. Kellner moves to third. Two outs. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got two RBIs. Bailey hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Skinner. Bailey reaches second base with a double. Kellner scores. It's 4-3, Reds. Bob Smith now pitching. George Crow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crow is 0-for-2 in the game. Crow takes first base on ball 4. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a fly ball into center field. Verdon settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. Thomas takes first base on ball 4. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 0-for-2 in the game. Clemente hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Robinson. Clemente reaches second base with a double. There goes Thomas trying to get to home. Robinson throws the ball into McMillan, who relays the ball to Bailey, who tags Thomas, who came all the way from first, for the out. Clemente moves to third. One out. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a pop-up towards short. McMillan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gene Baker pinch hits for Bill Hall. Gene Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 3. The Reds will come to bat. Hank Foyle's now catching. Don Hoke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hoke is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Hoke hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Frank Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Roy McMillan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McMillan is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McMillan hits a pop-up towards third. Thomas settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Roman Mahias pinch hits for Bob Smith. Roman Mahias is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mahias hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hoke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-3 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Temple settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bob Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-3 in the game. Skinner hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Lynch. Skinner reaches second base with a double. Dick Grote is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grote is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Grote hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Temple fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Skinner moves to third. Ted Kluszewski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kluszewski is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kluszewski hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 3. The Reds will come to bat. Don Gross now pitching. Alex Kellner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kellner is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Kellner is called out on strikes. One out. Johnny Temple is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Temple is 0-for-2 in the game. Temple hits a ball on the ground towards third. Thomas fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jerry Lynch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lynch is 0-for-3 in the game. Lynch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. Frank Thomas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Thomas is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Thomas hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Roberto Clemente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clemente is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Clemente hits a fly ball into right field. Lynch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Mazeroski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mazeroski is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Mazeroski hits a ball on the ground towards short. McMillan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 3. The Reds will come to bat. Ed Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 3-for-3 in the game, with a single, a double, and a home run. He's got three RBIs. Bailey strikes out. One out. George Crowe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowe is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Crowe hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. DeFondi pinch runs for George Crowe. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Fondi. The throw from Foyles and he is out, Grote applying the tag. Two outs. Gus Bell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mazeroski scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Reds 4, and the Pirates 3. The Pirates will come to bat. DeFondi now playing first base. Hank Foyles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Foyles hits a fly ball into left field. Robinson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. R.C. Stevens pinch hits for Don Gross. R.C. Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bill Verdon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Verdon is 2-for-4 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got one RBI. Verdon hits a fly ball into center field. Bell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cincinnati Reds, 4, and Pittsburgh Pirates, 3. Goodbye from Crosley Field in Cincinnati.